Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Arriving here in the Piscataway area, and my loves, welcome back, and welcome back again to the Monday Train. Of course, it is your favorite conductor, Egypt, and we are out. We have finally gotten this train out of the station, and of course, we couldn't start off a beautiful Monday morning without some technical difficulties. Kind of reminds me of the BET Awards last night, but didn't want to get to see that. It was actually a pretty decent show. Loved it. No complaints, as if my complaints would really matter to the BET. But like I said, love, it is a great morning. It's a great rising. It is a great all of those things. And wherever you are headed to, whether it be school, whether it be work, whether it be to the park or to the mall or to the shopping center, grocery store, it doesn't matter. Supermercado. I hope you're having a great morning. I hope your travels are filled with angel wings, and I hope the tread of your tires rides smooth with the friction of the road this morning. You guys are awesome. And if you can tell by the title, we're going to be talking today about building your empire, because it's yours to build. And I should get the morning started off with the morning message. And the morning message this morning is all buildings begin at the foundation. And who could start off a message about foundations without starting at the beginning with the message about foundations, guys? So you know it's about to be lit because Empire is everything. And I'm not talking the show. I'm talking your empire, the one that you're building. I ain't talking Lucius and Cookie. Although, if you pay attention to the show, which I can honestly say I have not paid enough attention to the show at all. Don't think I've watched a fourth of an episode. No shade, no tea, because I love myself some Taraji. And I appreciate that expression of culture and that expression of lives and things that people really go through, but we're talking real live empires here. We're talking getting back to the basics, taking it back to the ancients, and building your empire from scratch, building your empire from your first vision in your empire. Close enough, but envisioning your empire with very little to go on. And that is something that we're living in a world today where we don't have a whole lot to go on for what we want our empires to look like. Because of the simple fact, our empires nowadays look very high glam, lots of fashion. You got to have millions of bucks. And the average person that I come in contact with around these parts, majority of them are not making six figures. I'm not making any six figures, but I have the monies that I have the coins that I have the empire that I'm trying to grow, and that is all that matters, because you work your butt off. You get up every day and go to your 9-to-5 or your 8-to-5 or your 10-to-2, whatever freaking shift you have to work. At whatever job that you have been so graciously blessed with by the universe, you go to that job, you go to that occupation, you go to that career, you go to that profession and or that trade, and you make your money. You make your gouda. You get that cheese, and you come home, and I hope you feel great about yourself at the end of the day. I don't care if you don't particularly like the position that you're in. I don't care if you particularly see that being your forever position, but you have that position right now at this time, at this very moment, and it is providing for you something. It may not be enough. It may not be the adequate amount that you would like to use to live your life lovingly, living lavish or something of that nature, but it is yours and you have earned it, and it is something that is applied to your life. So the idea is to utilize and milk whatever position you have to the best of your ability to gain what you need to get up and out of there, and to also get your coins so that you can successfully transition yourself from that 9-to-5 or that 10-to-5 or that 10-to-2 or whatever clock you're doing, to transition yourself out of that position and into a position that is spewing your empire even greater, the empire that you have crafted with your mind. I don't know what kind of empire you want. You could want a hair, you could want the best hair extensions and weaves in the world to be part of your empire. You may want to be a wig maker. I don't know. You could want to be a top hip-hop artist. You could be a top hip-hop producer. You could be working in the arts, you know, slapping paint across some boards and some canvases and things like that. I don't know. Maybe your empire is a school. Maybe that is what you want to do. You want to build a school, and you want to build foundation around that school and giving people life, you know, giving people hope, and as well as spewing them towards action. Your empire could be so vastly different from anything that I can fathom in my head. But one thing I will tell you, no matter what your empire looks like on paper, in your head, just wherever, as you speak it into existence, your empire is uniquely you. Like, think about Love Trips for a second, because you're tuned in to Love Trips, the station. And if you came over here and you followed me from the blog, then I love you. I love you. I love you. You guys are the awesomest. And Love Trips, the blog, then you have Love Trips, the channel, which is still in the making, baby stages, all of that stuff. That I have, like, Love Trips, the network. That's my empire. And it's built off of the science of love, off of love itself. It's built off of my loveology. It's built off of my my joys of speaking to people, getting to know people, humanity. That is what my empire is shifting out of. But it starts with me, because without myself, Love Trips could not exist. No one else is going to think up Love Trips the way I thought of Love Trips. So that being said, an empire is something that you have innately within yourself, and you choose to bring it to fruition. It ain't going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. It's not meant to be easy, because if life was easy, then what would be the purpose of actually playing the game of life? I mean, if I go to the store today and I buy the latest Call of Duty game or the latest NBA or Madden or whatever's hot right now. I don't know anymore. I would have to tune into my sister to find out what games are hot right now. Literally, if I were to go to that store and I were to buy the Call of Duty game and I came home and I put it on campaign mode and I started playing and I get to like level whatever the last level is in like the first 2 minutes, and because it was just that simple, I'm be hot, because I know the game costs about $1.60. it's probably about $60 or something like that, $50. I don't know, but really expensive, too expensive for me to win the game in like less than 10 minutes. It's too expensive to win the game in 10 minutes. But you get the point. The point is, no, life ain't supposed to be easy. It's not going to be easy. And if you thought it was going to be easy, I'm sorry. I'm going to let the King Burna from SMS and Karima Scott, the Queen, tell you a little bit about the reality of the situation, because life is hard. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be just an endless race. I mean, it ends, but it doesn't have to end if you think about it the way you're supposed to think about it. But it's supposed to be an endless race to knowledge, an endless race to accomplishments, an endless race to building your empire. And the race is against yourself. So if you stop and you think for a second that your life right now would be better if somebody else did something for you, then I'm sorry once again, honey. No. Nada. Zip. Your life is only going to be great because you make it great. It doesn't matter if you have friends that turn their back on you. It doesn't matter if you have family that turns their back on you. It doesn't matter if you have coworkers, if you have the President of the United States Incorporated himself turns his back on you. I don't care. Your life is your life to live, and your reality is your reality. And the reality is you got to get your life together. And so, like I said, without further ado, I'm going to let Burna and Karima tell you about the reality. And if you get your chance to, which you should head over to Sacrifice Meals Society on YouTube. Yeah, type that in and trust and believe it will pop up. And watch the video, the official music video for the reality, which is featuring Mitchell Ross Jr. And by all means, yes. Just yes to the down in the solo role of being the reflection of the reality. All right, guys, I said without a further ado, I love you, and I will be back.
sign, you end up down and out. No support, ain't no helping you out. And all the ones that you used to help out, they be willing to help you out. I don't forget, but I don't hold no grudge. Everybody just wants you to say love. And sometimes they even share the same blood. You supposed to be the people I love. I don't forget, but I don't hold no grudge. Everybody just wants you to say love. And sometimes they even share the same blood. You supposed to be the people I love. My demeanor like, fuck it, I'ma bounce back on my own. I'ma boost my own ego just to get back on the road. The good health and wealth, I just took the wrong turn. I gotta put this fire out, even sit and watch it burn. Being sad, they drag my feet and kick back. Nah, I can't live my life like that. Opportunities keep passing me by. My only option's been grinding to survive. Even though I gotta do it myself, my pride still ain't refusing no help. Cause sometimes when you're down and out, there's a few willing to help you out. In this phase of life, I'm still learning, still growing. My head fucked up, what you ain't noticed or it's on. Never an excuse, just a reminder that I'm gone. To make mistakes, but it's what I learned to take away. Continue moving forward, just don't do that shit again. Unless I wanna be in the same situation once again. In this world of sin, I'll probably never be content. It's like a never-ending battle that I'm still trying to win. I don't pray to get down on my knees. I stay focused and depend on me. Until that day that I rest in peace, I can only depend on me.
Back, my love, and what are we talking about? We're talking about building your empire. All right, so all buildings begin at the foundation. So the foundation of your empire, my love, is to decide on your vision. Make it plain and see what it is that you want. And like I said, you know, the King Bernard. And I'm just put it down for you. You can't always depend on everyone else. Sometimes you just got to depend on you. Most days I just have to depend on myself. I love my king to death. And Frankie will put down his life for me. But sometimes Frank can't do what Egypt has to do to get Egypt's life together. It ain't going to work like that. Sorry, not going to work. So with that being said, you have to depend on yourself and you have to decide for yourself what your vision looks like, what your empire looks like, what the foundation is going to be built off. Is it going to be built off of slacking and late risings and all of those things? Is it going to be built off of getting up and doing what you're ready to do? You know, like putting your hard work forward, putting your talents forward, putting your vision for a better future for the people that you have in mind that you're doing something for. For instance, like going back to love trips. Like I said, for me, love trips for me is love. I want to put love out into the world. I want people to see that there is a better way to exist than to just end this world of hate and in this world of confusion. No, I think love is the adamant. It is the solution. It's a solution to all of our problems. And if you argue with that, then I don't know what to tell you. But I personally want to put love out. And so my vision is always to be love and to show love and to give love. And so you decide on what your vision is going to be for the world, and you desire what you want to do with your vision, and then you desire how you're going to you decide how you're going to do whatever it is that you want to do with your vision. And you make that plain. Like it's as simple as writing it down, speaking it every day, thinking about your vision and thinking about what you want to do, and just refining that, refining that, refining that. But don't just stop at thinking. Start doing. If it goes back to last week when we talked about, you know, gaining knowledge, find out what it's going to take for you to make that vision come true. If you want to be a model and you want to showcase that you can be a model and be whatever size, be whatever look you want, find out who you need to speak to get involved in modeling. Find out who you need to be around to get involved in being better at modeling. Maybe you just need to find out about how to gain confidence and do something with your confidence. That may be a thing for you. So that being said, everybody's walk is different to get to their building their empire. And we know empires are built and they harness, you know, respect, and they harness and all of those things. And that is the end goal, yes, and abundance and all of that for your empire. But the beginning stages of your empire is a sturdy foundation, and that begins with you. Nothing is going to be legendary unless you are legendary. Like, you have to be the most legendary aspect of your empire. There's no empire on the show without Lucius and Cookie. Like, it doesn't work without them. Like, otherwise the empire wouldn't feel the same, possibly. It wouldn't be the same. I mean, of course, now looking hindsight 2020, it couldn't be possible. So you have to build that empire, and the first brick you lay is the brick of you. So be the first brick and be the strongest brick. Be the cornerstone. You ever heard of the cornerstone? The cornerstone is the most powerful stone. And for most reasons, it's because it's the foundational stone. It's prim and proper. It's the one that they pick to say, this is where I'm going to lay the first brick. So be the cornerstone of your foundation. Be the cornerstone of your building, your empire. And then take your leap of faith. Take your leap of faith. And then see what life does. Just decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to decide for myself that I want to do this. I'm going to, no matter what, no matter who says I can't or it won't happen, it won't come to fruition, no matter who doesn't pick up that phone in the morning when you need that extra, that lift of work, no matter who doesn't help you out if you don't have food on your table, be your own cornerstone and back yourself 100%. I know the road will be rough and the journey will be tough. I've been there, still going through. But out of the dark days have come so much light. And if I were to say that I wanted to turn back and do something different, the devil, the gods, they could strike me down now, because no, I love my life. I love the journey, uphill battles. I love the pitfalls. I love the lessons I've had to learn. I love the hard times and the good times and all of that in between. So, no, your life is going to be rough. And if it's rough right now, baby, just keep on moving. Don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Rock with yourself and rock with yourself until your train wheels fall off. And I promise you, your life will be better for it, because the old life will eventually go away and the new life will look so much brighter. I promise you, ask Kurt Franklin and Brighter Day crew, your days will get better. And the last thing in the process of building your empire, and this is the part where you should be striving for every day, is to receive your rewards. Harvest all that you have sowed. Reap what you have sowed. And that, to me, is the best. Because when I hear from a follower of my blog, someone who just met me on the street, when they say to me that, you've shown me something in terms of love, you taught me something in terms of love, or they see me and they express that my personality is just as lovey as it is online in person, that is me being in my own world building my empire on the inside as well as having that foundation set so the world can see. And that's the best part. That is the reward for me. It's not, it has nothing to do with anything financial. It has nothing to do with anything someone gave me outside of the validation that where my heart led me is where I was meant to be. So that is it. That's how you build your empire, because you have a call to do something within you. You're anxious because you have something that you want to get done or something you want to see come to fruition. Make sure you're doing something, spending time figuring out what it is that you want to do, what it is that you desire to do it, how you want to do it. And like I said, your method is going to be your method because you are you. You are your individual person. My walk is not your walk. It's not going to be. I say this all the time. You have to figure out what it is that you want to do and how you're going to do it. And the beauty of that is you have aces in their places to help you get through that. If you need a listening ear, you need someone to calm the fears and help you get your mind together, hey, I'm here. And I'm pretty sure you have a tribe of other people who are about that life for you. So how about that? How about that? Just how can you go about loving humanity in the process? If you decide that you want to do what you want to do, not only for yourself but for other people, the walk will be so much smoother because you're going to be thinking about how much you're going to help the next person who was just like you in that situation that you was in however many years ago, 5, 10 years ago, once you see the rewards that you're searching for. So think about helping, how you can help yourself as well as how you can help humanity around you and uplift humanity. And always, 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 always take a hint from Sacrifice Mill Society and the kings and queens who are building, or shall I say the kings and queens. Did I say that the first time? Yeah. The kings and queens that are building up that empire over there. Be willing to make a sacrifice. Be willing to work. Be willing to give, and then nurture your craft, and then reap your harvests. Don't feel as if you can't reap the benefit of having a good heart. The problem is too many of us feel like we can't reap the benefits of having a good heart because that would make us have a bad heart. No, once you've done your due justice, once you rose and built your empire to the tops of your standards, enjoy it. Enjoy, reap your rewards, and have the time of your life, because that is the ultimate goal of life, is to enjoy life and to learn through the process and to gain through the process. And so once you've done that and you're enjoying your rewards, remember to reach back and touch the others who need you, who need that inspiration, who need that light. Be a guiding light. And just remember, all buildings begin at the foundation, and you are your foundation. You begin the foundation, and then you build from there. Be your cornerstone as well as be your foundation. Just be everything that it takes to build your empire. And we're going to tell you what to do next after you got it popping and you're ready to keep it moving with the Queen Dijon and her new joint. Go over, you know, on YouTube, SupremeDijon.com. You type that in, and so comes her channel. And find out about this new video she got out for Lead the Way. Once again, I love you all. All buildings begin at the foundation. Be you. Be love. Be gracious. Be healthy, happy, and healed. Be healed, healthy, and happy. Be happy, healthy, healed. Be all of those combinations of how and when you need to. I love you. I love you, Maya Understaker. Have a great day, and we's out.
You want what they got? You better be smart and know what's attached. It's so- so really nice. Got to break free, I scream it every day. Got to be me, and by the rules I don't play. Living the dream, I am not sleeping through it. Believe what you see, I want my people awake. Don't got no degree, at least a paper regime. But did this knowledge I see, so I can give it to thee. And you can call me D, or a being supreme. I just want you to see how the crop makes cream. Hypnotical gate, you're in a day. They count to three, you're on your knees. You're ready to play, and say what they nay. And nay what they say, it's the salmon to sing. The thing to snap, your feet might tap. And he might chuck, and she might jive. They ordered the book, only paid a dime. Better know what's up, this is the time. Why things unbalanced, the 365 of the cycle. And sometimes it's a 366, but that's none of my biz. It started in the zero. Let the time drip, a paradigm shift. Tell me, do you sow, or let the fabric slip? Better save your soul, Lord, just get with it and get the benefits. Just know it's not legit. Energy is everything, and everything is energy. Connect with beings, let the mind go.